Turn, please, to the book of Matthew, chapter 7. Seventh chapter of Matthew in your Scofield Bible, page 1004, 1004. No, page before that, 1003. We'll be reading verses 7 through 11. We'll read these verses responsively. We'll turn, once we've read that, we'll turn to the book of Luke, the 11th chapter. For now, verses 7 through 11 of the book of Matthew. And as is our custom, let's stand for the reading of God's word. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? And together on verse 11, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Now, Luke 11, verses 10 through 13, page 1090. We'll read these verses responsively also. Verses 10 through 13. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son asketh bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And let's pray. Father, thank you for this new day, this new year, and how good to begin the new year on Sunday. Thank you for our church. Thank you for its testimony all throughout this great country of ours and around the world. Now, Lord, what we do here today may reflect upon that testimony, and of course help that it reflect for the good, and everything will be positive and uplifting, and everything will be as thou wouldst have it to be. Speak plainly to our hearts and use our preacher for thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want you to open your Bibles again, please, where you were a while ago, to Matthew chapter 7. By the way, are you too warm this morning? If you're too warm, raise your hand, please. All right, I guess you're fine. Matthew chapter 7. And I want you to mark, keep that, hold it there, and also turn to Luke chapter 11. And it's very important that you keep both verses available to you at the same time. I'm going to read a portion of Scripture that is synonymous to another portion of Scripture. Now that you've found Matthew 7, Luke 11, let us pray. Our Father, on this first service of 1989, do thou meet with us in sweet, holy power. Give us what we need for the dawn of a new year. Amen. I want to speak this morning on this subject. Nothing bad ever happens to me. Nothing bad ever happens to me. I didn't say nothing painful ever happens to me. I said nothing bad ever happens to me. I didn't say I'm never hurt, I'm never pain, I'm never sorrow. I said nothing bad ever happens to me. I did not say I never weep. I said nothing bad ever happens to me. It is important that you look for a moment at Matthew chapter 7. And starting with verse number 7. I want you to read that verse out loud with me, please. Ready? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. Don't leave Matthew. Keep your place, but turn to Luke. Luke. Look at verse number 9, please. Read it out loud with me. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. All right? I want you to look at verse number, in Luke number 11 there, please, down to verse number 11. And I'll read that for you. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Now keep your place there and look back at Matthew, please. Chapter 7 and verse number 9. Or what man is there of you, if a son shall ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Now this is the key. Look at verse 11. I want you to try to find something in Matthew 7:11 and Luke 11:13 that's different. They're twin verses, but look at it. If ye then being evil, this is Matthew 7:11, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? That word good things means a total, give thee good things, or all good things. How much more your Father in heaven give all good things to them that ask him? Now look at Luke 11:13. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? You see anything different about those two verses? In Luke 11:13, it says he'll give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. In Matthew 7:11, it says he'll give all good things to them that ask him. So you notice what I see there? It means that all good things and the Holy Spirit are synonymous. It means if you have the Holy Spirit, you have all good things. Is that right? That's what it says. It's synonymous. Same verses, same Savior, but there is a synonym. One says, if you'll ask, he'll give you all good things. And the other said, if you ask, he'll give you the Holy Spirit to them that ask. I want to give you 10 statements this morning, and that's just about all I'll have time to do. We're a bit late, and we'll not be out late, I promise you. But I want to give you 10 statements this morning, and I guarantee you I can help you if you listen to me, and God can help you if you will listen to him as I speak. The first thing I want to say is, I want good things to happen to me. There's no need to lie about it. I want good things to happen to me. I don't like bad things. I don't want any bad things. Now, this is the dawn of a new year. I want good things to happen to me in 1989. And you want good things to happen to you. If you'll be honest with me, you would say, preacher, I don't want bad things in 1989. I want good things to happen to me this year. I said, the first thing I said, I want good things. Number two, nothing bad ever happens to me. Nothing bad ever happens to me. Nothing. Nothing. Don't you ever hurt? Yes, I hurt. Don't you ever cry? Yes, I cry. Don't you ever pain? Yes, a pain. Don't you ever suffer? Yes, I suffer. But nothing bad ever happens to me. Now, I'll tell you why. There's a story here in Luke 11 about a man who went to a friend at midnight. And he said to his friend, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine, his journey has come to me. I have nothing to set before him. Now, the friend from whom he was asking the bread is God, represents God. The friend who came at midnight represents people that need help. And so the bread he's asking for represents the Holy Spirit. So he said, friend, lend me 3 loaves. A friend of mine, his journey has come to me. I have nothing to set before him. He said, I can't do that. It's midnight, and my family's in bed with me. I can't do it. He says, friend, I've got to have 3 loaves. I beg you, give me 3 loaves. He said, don't bother me. My family's in bed. It's midnight. Come back tomorrow. Don't bother me in the middle of the night. He said, friend, my friend didn't come in the morning. He came now. He just got here. I beg you, lend me 3 loaves.
And the Bible says that he did not, that the man finally gave him as much bread as he needed. Now, it said he did not give him that bread because he was his friend. He gave him that bread because of his importunity. And that word importunity means he kept on begging. He just kept on begging. Now you say, preacher, what are you saying? The Bible said that that begging is symbolic of our begging for the power of the Holy Spirit and the person of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Now then, that means that if I constantly beg for the Holy Spirit in my life, His presence and His power in my life, that means that all good things come my way. You follow me? Anybody here? You follow me? All right. I said that the Matthew 7:7 says if we ask in the preceding verses, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. He that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And I say unto you, goes on to talk about it, if a son ask his father for a bread, for what good thing, will he give him something bad? And if fish, will he give him a scorpion or a serpent? And he says, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And that is synonymous in Luke 11:13 to Matthew 7:11, where it says, he shall give all good things to them that ask him. That means, if I constantly ask the Holy Spirit for himself, he also will give me all good things. Because all good things and the Holy Spirit are synonymous. All right, let me give you my first point again. First, I want all good things. Now, be honest. Be honest with me. How many of you in 1989, you want everything that happens to you to be good? Raise your hand. My hands are first up. All right. How many of you want everything that happens to me to be good? That's about half the crowd. But you want good things. That's right, isn't it? Amen? All right. And I want good things, too. All right, number two, I said nothing bad ever happens to me. You know why? Because I guarantee you, not less than 2,000 times a week, I pray for the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. Now, if he says to them that, and by the way, that's the linear, to them that ask and ask and ask and ask and seek and seek and seek and seek and knock and knock and knock and knock, it says to him, he says, the Heavenly Father will give you the Holy Spirit. And synonymous that in Matthew 7:11 is all good things. Now that means if I ask and ask and ask, I will get the Holy Spirit, and to get the Holy Spirit in His power is all good things. I said, number one, I want good things to happen to me in 89. I said, number two, nothing bad ever happens to me. Number three, I do not know what is good. I do not know what is good. If you today, you said a while ago, you want all good things to happen to you. If you could choose yourself what you want in 1989, you'd have a bad year. See what I said? Listen to me, we're in church. I said, if you yourself could choose what happens to you in 1989, you'd have a bad year. Now, the reason is you don't know what's good. All right? Now, I want good things to happen to me this year. I do not know what is good. Look, you look back in your life, and you can remember things that you thought when they were there were awful things. And you thought you were going through bad times. Now you look back in your life at those things, and you realize those were good times. Can you think of some time? Let me have your mind for a few moments. I won't ask for it long because it won't work very long. But let me have your mind just for a few moments. Think right now in your own life about something you thought while it was happening, it was terrible. And as you look back on it, it was good. How many of you are thinking about something right now? All right. Now let's converse it. Let's go back and think of the things in your life that you thought were good that happened to you. And now you look back on them and you realize they were bad. Don't look at your husband now, ladies. I wish you wouldn't do that. That's ruining the New Year's service. I'm trying to have a good service this morning. It's horrible the way you ladies look at your husbands. All right? You look, how many of you can think of something right now that you thought was good back yonder, and now that you look back on that, it really wasn't the best thing for you? Raise your hand, please. All right. Now, the truth is, you don't know what's good. You and I are not capable of comprehending what's good and what's bad. As I look back upon my life, I notice that the times that I thought were valleys, sometimes they're mountains from this side. And there are times when I thought I was on the mountaintop from this side, as I look back, they seem like they're valleys then. So I said, in the first place, don't leave me now, I want good things to happen. I said, in the second place, nothing bad ever happens to me. I said, in the third place, I do not know what it is good. Number four, I do know who knows what is good. All right, I do know. Now, don't leave me. I'm giving you line upon line, precept upon precept. I want good things to happen to me. I do not know what is good. I do know who knows what is good, and that person is the Holy Spirit. For he and good things are used synonymously in Matthew 7:11 and Luke 11:13. So, he knows what is good. Number five. I'm going to leave out one of them and just make this number four. I said, number one, I want good things to happen to me, and you do too. Number two, I do not know what is good. Number three, I do know who knows what is good. Number four, you can only have things that are good, or you can have only things that are good happen to you in 1989. Now, you listen to me carefully. Nothing bad has to happen to you this year. Nothing. Nothing. I didn't say nothing painful. I said nothing bad. I didn't say nothing tearful. I said nothing bad. I didn't say nothing sorrowful. I said nothing bad. Now listen to me. Look, you said a while ago you wanted only good in 1989. Now then, you can have only good. As sure as there's a God in heaven. Listen to me. You can live in 1989 with nothing bad happening to you and only good for a whole year. You can have nothing bad happen to you and only good. Number five, not only can you have only things that are good, but listen to this, you can have all things that are good in 1989. If the earthly Father gives good gifts to His children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit? And in Matthew 7:11, it says, same verse, same happening, is a synonym here, how much more will the Heavenly Father give all good things? Now think about this. Available to you in 1989 is every good thing that God has. Well, I wish I could make you believe that. Every good thing that God has can be yours this year. Not only everything that happens to you can be good, but all the good things in heaven and earth can be yours this year. Wow. Every good thing that God has, what a year I'm going to have. What a year you could have. If every good thing that God has, what does God have? He has peace. What does God have? He has joy. What does God have? He has riches. What does God have? He has love. What does God have? He has grace. What does God have? He has contentment. What does God have? He has happiness. What does God have? He has tranquility. What does God have? He has every good thing. And not only can only good things happen to you this year, but every good thing that God Almighty has can happen to you and be yours in 1989. Number six, you need not want anything in 1989. You've heard me say this. I don't want anything. Why should I want anything if I have everything? Doesn't the Bible say, if our earthly Father will give good gifts to His children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give all good things to them that ask Him? If I have all good things, why should I want anything? People try to buy me Christmas presents. They say, what do you buy a fella? Has everything. Well, I don't have it when you... What you mean everything, I don't have. But I have every good thing God has. Every good thing God has is mine. I have it. I don't covet anything. I never walk down the street and look in a window and see anything I want. I mean it, never. I never pick up a catalog and thumb through a catalog and say, boy, I'd like to have that. Never. I never pass by a men's store and say, see a suit and say, boy, I hope I have that in my size. They never do. Yours either, Doc. He buys his suits at the tent factory. Omar's tent factory. That's it. That's it. But I'm saying, look, I wish I could reach out this morning and shake you good and hard and say to you, know that you need not want anything. You need not covet anything. Why? But hold it. Look, the God says every good thing that God has is yours if you ask for the Holy Spirit. Now, wait a minute. You don't ask for the good things. You ask for the Holy Spirit. He gives you the good things. Number one time says he'll give you the good things to them that ask for good things. He's talking about praying for the power of the Holy Spirit. And as the Holy Spirit answers your prayer and becomes yours, then he brings with him all good things. I said, number one, I want good things. I said, number two, I don't know what is good. I said, number three, I do know who knows what is good. I said, number four, you can have only things that are good. I said, number five, you can have all things that God has that are good. I said, number six, there's no need to want anything. I said, there's no need to want anything. I have everything. I have everything that's good. Number seven, to have everything, I must have the Holy Spirit. Now, those understand me. When I got saved, he came in to live. He dwells in my body. That's not what it's talking about in Luke 11 and Matthew 7. It's talking about the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. And God says, if the big, compassionate prayer of your life is, oh God, give me more of yourself. Oh Holy Spirit, give me power. Oh God, give me the Holy Spirit. Oh Spirit of God, come on me in power. I know I walk in the woods and I'll say, oh God, I've got to have power. Oh God, give me your Holy Spirit's power. Oh God, give me power while I preach. Oh God, move while I preach. Oh God, move while I witness. Oh God, help me. Oh Spirit of God, come into my life and give me power and fill me and baptize me and anoint me and come upon me and pour yourself upon me. I pray for him. I do not know. Well, I do know too. The last time I ever prayed for anything for myself was about 20 some odd years ago. You've heard me tell it. I was driving an old red Plymouth. I drove it to O'Hare Field and back those days. I was driving this old thing. Noah owned it and sold it to Abraham used car lot. I'm sorry, Abraham ran a jewelry store. But anyway, I was driving to O'Hare Field one day, looked down at the ground through the floorboard. And I said, my soul, that's pavement down there. If I stuck my foot down there, I could walk fast. And I said, dear God, do you want your preacher driving an old Plymouth that has a hole in the floorboard to preach the gospel? I said, dear God, give me a brand new car. The next day, I got a call from a car dealer I had never heard of before. Never heard of his name. He called me on the phone and he said, Dr. Hiles, I was thinking about you today. He said, God told me today to give you a new car. He said, you just come to my state, distant state, you come to my state. He said, anytime the next few days, pick out any car I've got. He is an old dealer. Anything I got. And he said, it's yours free. He said, when can you come? I said, not coming. He said, why? I said, I don't want it. But I said, I prayed for it yesterday. And the Lord seemed to say to me, make up your mind. I said, Lord, I didn't want it. I just want to know if it's available in case I ever do want it. That's all. Now, from that moment to this, I've never prayed for a suit of clothes. I've never prayed for a pair of shoes. I've never prayed for a coat. I've never prayed for a hat. I've never prayed for a car. I've never prayed for anything that I want. Now, I've prayed for you millions of times, but not a thing. Why? I don't need to pray for anything. I have Him. And He's everything. Could I stop and tell you why some of you young women are not happy? Listen carefully to this. I ask you what you want to do with your life. Now, don't miss this, young ladies. You single girls, listen to this carefully. I ask you sometimes, as a single young lady, what do you want to be doing 15 years from now or 10 years from now? I often ask that when I counsel. Young ladies almost always say this. I'd like to have a family. A nice house. You know what your problem is? You don't mention a husband. He's just a tool by where you get the family and the nice house. You don't mention him. That's your big problem. And that's why when you get married, you're not happy. See? If you'd want a person and give yourself to a person, if you decide, what do you want to do in 10 years from now? I'd guarantee you one thing. Everybody I counsel with for the next few months is going to answer right. I'll tell you for sure. But don't tell those heathen that are not here today what I said. Let them stumble into their trap. So what do? You get married. You get your house. You get your family. But you're not happy. Now, you listen carefully. Why? God didn't make you for a house. God didn't make you for a family. God didn't look down one day and say, there's a baby, it needs his nose wiped. He's got mucus on his nose. There's a baby that needs his diaper changed. Think I'll make a woman to change his diaper. God didn't do that. God didn't look down one day and say, there's a dirty house, I'll make somebody clean it. God didn't do that. God made you for man. I said, God made you for man. I said, God made you for man. I said, God made you for man. I'll guarantee you, I'll tell you what women have all things. Women that don't want anything but their man. And man, I'll tell you, he'll buy everything for them. That's what God is saying here. I wish I could shake some sense into your young women's heads. You gals about to get married. I think sometimes it'd be a lot better if we had no formal weddings. No wedding gowns, just each other. Just get some, as the old Indian chief said, want them. The brave said, ugh. And the chief said, want them. And the squaw said, ugh. And the brave said, got them. I think that's enough. By the way, they paid the brave $50. I want to remind you of that. But I'm saying, whatever happened to wanting each other? God says, don't ask for things. Ask for Him. He is all good things. He'll give you all good things. He knows what all good things are. Ask for Him. Once it was the blessing. Now it is the Lord. Once it was the feeling. Now it is His Word. Once His gifts I wanted. Now the giver own. Once I sought for healing. Now Himself alone. All in all is Jesus. Of Jesus will I sing. Everything is Jesus, and Jesus is everything. God purposely by His Holy Spirit put the words Holy Spirit in Luke 11:13 and the words all good things in Matthew 7:11, because when you quit asking for good things and you ask for the Holy Spirit, then you'll have every good thing that God has. All of it. God wants you to want Him. Turn on, no, don't. Let somebody else do it and you ask them what they said. These charismatic substitutes for Christianity these days. Get healthy, get wealthy kind of Christianity. Give me some seed money. Notice when they say seed money, they never ask you to send it to me. It's always them. Never ask you to give it to your church where you're supposed to give it. But listen to the testimony. There's some, of course, it's got to be a Hollywood movie star testify, or a famous athlete. Because poor old grandma that's been praying for 50 years while that movie star's been kissing other men she's not married to, making movies. Oh, grandma, she can't. Boy, you ought to do it. Put those movie stars back where they ought to be and get an old-fashioned woman that's prayed for. Get Mrs. Ramsey down here. Let her testify. Get somebody's walked with God for years. But here's their testimony. I was a Christian, and I started tithing. Now I'm rich. Have a lovely home. Nice clothes. Plenty of money. Raise and pay. I think God up in heaven looking down and said, how about me? How about me? Let me tell you the good thing about being a Christian, brother. It's Him. Him! Him! He says, ask for me! Because when you ask for me, that is all good things. I marry a couple sometimes. I get so sick of them looking at each other like they're sick of each other, sick at each other. They don't know I'm there. I want to say, hey, look at me. Quit taking notes while I'm talking. But look at me. God wants to say this morning, look at me. Want me. I am all good things. Don't ask for things. Ask for Him. Don't misunderstand. You ask for good things, He'll give you some good things. But you ask for Him, He'll give you all good things. I'm not saying it's a sin to ask for things. You're not commanded to, except one time. The Lord's Prayer said, give us day by day our daily bread. That's all you're supposed to ask for yourself. Basic needs, roof over your head, walls around you, something to keep you warm, basic food to keep you fed and strong, that's all. But there's not one place in the Bible that says you're supposed to pray for a new house. There's not one place in the Bible that says you're supposed to pray for anything that's new, just for yourself. The Bible says, there are 8 words mentioned in Luke 11 about praying for your daily bread. 235 words mentioned about praying for the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen to me. Listen to me. You want all good things. You don't believe the Bible. You're as heathen as the liberal is. You want all good things to happen to you this year. But you won't try it. You take 15 minutes a day this year where you do nothing but say, Holy Spirit of God, I need you. I need you to comfort me. I need you to strengthen me. I need you as I rear my children. I need you as I make the living. I need you as I work. I need you as I teach my class. I need you. Oh, I need you. And for 15 minutes a day, pray for nothing but Him. Then that means that all year long, nothing bad will happen to you. Now hold it. Some of you are going to do that and come back and say, preacher, I've been praying like that and had nothing but bad happen. One of the first things I said is, you don't know what's good and bad. He knows what's good. He knows what's good for you. You pray for Him. You ask for things and get a thing. You ask for Him and get all things that are good. He knows what I need. He knows how much I need. He knows when I need it. Now, tell you a little habit I have. I beg God for His power more than I beg God for any other 10 thing or any other 100 things in my life. All right, if I beg God for the power of the Holy Spirit, then what do I get? What's the synonym for that? Matthew 7. All, talk to me, all, say it again, all, say it again, all. And that's a synonym for thee. So I ask for the Holy Spirit. Okay, so what happens? I'm driving down the street, and a guy hits me from the rear and dents my back end. And I say, boy, that's good. Please be still over here. Boy, that's good, I say. You say, have a wreck, say, that's good. Look at me. Look at me. Sure, it's good. How do I know? I've been begging for the Holy Spirit, and God says, I get all good things when I get Him. You say, you praise God because you have a wreck? Sure. Somebody cusses me. I say, boy, that's good. I don't feel good. Boy, that's good. You say, Brother House, why is it good? Because He said it was good. You just go right ahead, you little mercenary Christian. How much is that doggy in the window? I want that little doggy in the window. God, give me that little doggy. Potty trained. Dear God, that dress in the Marshall Fields window there, third window from the left, give me that. You just go ahead and pray for that little dress. And God may give you that little dress. But bless your little pea-picking heart while you're on your knees saying, God, give me that dress. I'm on my knees saying, Holy Spirit, give me Thyself. And He gives me Himself. And then I can be assured every day and every hour and every minute of 1989 that everything that happens to me is good. And that isn't all. All the good things that God has are mine. That's the way everything that happens to you this year can be good. Don't miss it. You beg for Him. You beg for the Holy Spirit. You beg for His power. You beg for Him. And He comes and He says, I've got some good things for you. Why? Because you wanted me. I see it so much. Here's a couple. They fall in love. I guess that's what they do. Fall in love, stumble in love, climb in love, get in love. And they just have eyes for each other. And one day he asks her to marry him. And she says, I will. Would you be mine? I'll be yours. And then they go pick out they go talk to the preacher. And then her mother enters the picture. Stay out of it. Her mother enters the picture. So she and her mother go pick out the cake. Why don't you just buy a couple of Reese's peanut butter cups? They go pick out the cake. So she and her mother go pick out her dress. So she and her mother pick out the attendance. So she and her mother pick out the invitation. Why don't you marry your mom? So, her mother helps her dress for the wedding. And now she comes down the aisle. She looks at this fellow standing at the altar. She says, where have I seen you before? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember. We used to go together before Mom and I started going steady. I'm not against formal weddings. Bless God, I've done financed 3 of them. All over. It is done. The great transaction's done. Married. Gone, gone, gone. Yes, my kids are gone. Now my soul is free and in my heart's a song. There in the deepest sea. Yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live happily. Praise God, my kids are gone. I'm not against formal weddings. I used to be, but not anymore. But I'll tell you what I am against. I'm against you being so all-fired concerned about the dress and not as concerned about the guy you're going to marry. I'm not against you having a nice house and having children. But I'll guarantee you one thing.
He should be the object. And I'm not against you having nice things to wear as a Christian. I'm not against you praying occasionally for something to wear. If you want to, go ahead. It's up to you. But I'll tell you what I am against. I'm against this kind of Christianity that's praying for things instead of Him. Praying for the gift instead of the giver. Praying for the safety instead of the Savior. God wants to be uppermost. And the Holy Spirit says, I will give you everything that's good and nothing that's bad. And no good will I withhold from you if you plead for me. Try it this year. You'll like it. Would you bow your heads, please?
Heavenly Father,